This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it.
Hey guys.
Excited he's single, huh?
Oh my god. I can't tell you. Listen, people are coming out of the woodwork for him. I got a first story today.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah. And there's
funny.
People coming out of the woodwork for her. I mean, you know, talk about the line outside the window. Come on.
Come on, knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
Does Kanye pen a song called I Hit It Second or
or I Hit It 12th?
I don't know.
I was one of the hits. I don't know. Yeah, it's a thing. There.
Seems rude to me, but you know, okay.
You know.
Whatever you say, Ray J.
Sure. I hit it first. Oh, Kim and Kanye. They just really put the rest of our lives into perspective, don't they? They don't at all.
So I was reading the timeline about the way they met, and I believe that Kanye met Kim through Brandy.
Oh.
And what's funny about that is, you know, Brandy is Ray J's.
Ray J's sister.
Yeah, so for Ray J to have that much.
Oh, that Brandy.
Right.
He's got, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just
you not your Brandy.
A sniffer.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Or my Brandy.
Is it Brandy?
Or Brandy that the sailors love. Who knows?
Yeah. Sailors and Brandy.
You got to say. You definitely got to say.
Sailors and Brandy. You're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
So many wonderful brandies. And there's Glanville, there. Of course.
Of course. Oh, my God. She's a delight.
Carlisle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, you're talking about Brandy, the
singer. The R&B singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ran over a kid.
Hit TV show. Oh, she ran over a
you
kid?
You had to throw that in?
Yeah, that's what I think about when I
it's
think
six
about
in the morning.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Well, maybe I have the wrong person, but I'm pretty sure it was Brandy.
No, that Brandy killed a man. You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, what?
Wow.
She
look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
I believe
you
guys. I
want to say she's one of those people who, like, there was a slowdown in front of her, and she just zipped to the other lane, and, you know,
well,
someone was in the crosswalk.
I think that you're thinking of Rebecca Gayheart, but...
Oh, yeah, I think I am.
But it may be the same... I don't know. I really actually... Anyway, so Brandy said what about who?
Well, Brandy is just the sister of Ray J, and I'm
Brandy was the hookup.
Yeah, it was the hookup for Kanye, and I'm just surprised that Ray J had some sort of resentment or something. I'm not sure why he.
I don't think he just
wanted to rub his nose in it.
Yeah,
just, like,
I think
that's so you
right.
know, I sullied that, and it's on film, and everybody's seen it.
Why though? That's just so petty. It's so
people apparently
people
are very petty. It's a thing.
I hit it first.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway.
That's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of something else. It's I hit it. Right?
Yeah. What about it?
Yeah. I was saying it wasn't me, but I was saying I hit it first.
Oh, I see.
But it's I hit it first. Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good song.
Both unfortunate lyrics. Both of them.
Agreed. Anyway. Here we are.
Hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it first.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it.
not a great song.
Yeah, sure it is. It's great. So it's better than a lot of songs we hear.
It's the only Ray J song I can name, though, so.
Yeah. Is there another Ray J song we know?
He has songs I don't
know. Yeah, but any that we know?
I
mean, I know you know them.
Let's see. I don't
think you're listening to different radio stations than us.
What are you talking about? I listen to Alice all day, every
day. All day, every day, 24/7, everybody.
Me too.
Yeah.
Isn't it One Wish, Bryn?
Oh, God, of course.
One Wish?
One Wish.
I think you know that one.
I'm not sure if I do.
I know it.
Check.
Well, no, it sounds like she knows it.
Yeah.
Searching.
Well, in the meantime, let's find out what's going on in Puppyville. How's little Ripley?
I had a really, really, like, it was a great day yesterday. So I left. Well, I finished up here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? First of all, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You do home stuff, right?
I do. I was doing
so
it yesterday.
I have this toilet
okay.
that I wanted to get a new seat for.
Yeah.
And I took the toilet seat off and brought it to the Home Depot to make sure I got the right size.
I see.
And then I got the right size, and I picked the best one I could find, which was $40.
Yeah.
Toilet seats don't.
With the soft clothes, you get the...
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. I got the soft clothes. I got the right size. I got everything that you'd expect a toilet seat to have. I get it home. I screw it in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually have to go, but I decide to, you know, sit on it and see what's going to happen.
Give it a test, yeah.
And it's got, like... It's not concave, I guess. It's sort of angled, though, on the
you're saying
part
it's
where you're...
It's not just a regular rounded thing. It's got, like, that kind of slanted...
Yeah, it doesn't... Or flat. Why is shouldn't it... Can't it just be flat? Why is it... It's, like, sloped in. And I got a pretty tiny butt, so I, you know, scooched it in there. But I thought, that's not comfortable. I don't understand. Then I'm like... I don't know if this is better for my kid or worse. It's like a slide right in thing.
Although I would love to help with this, I have no idea. Should we all take pictures of the slant of our toilet seats
and
see if anybody has this?
No, I thought, shouldn't it have said, like, I don't know. I just went, oh, I didn't know that they all came with different angles.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Is it like a hard angle? Like, does it go, is it kind of flat and then it? Ticks down, or
it's
is it
not
rounded?
Flat? It's like this
from either side.
From the sides,
I wonder,
I wonder
if that's
in.
Some kind of like a I want to say orthopedic, but that's not what I'm looking at. Geriatric thing, or is that like a special old?
It's
person
an idiot
seat?
Thing. It actually has like the sides are like up on the side, like it.
Nah, so it's like cupped.
It's like kind of.
It's like a toilet cup.
It's kind of concave, but it's not because the middle's obviously gone out of there. So
yeah.
But I don't know.
So it's still a regular toilet seat, but just has a weird angle to it.
I don't get it. What? Anyway, I did that. That's one of the things I've.
How
had
much
to
of
over
an
here.
Angle is
Bryn
it?
Wants
is it,
to,
is
Bryn
it
has 45? A plumber.
I just came back. I was listening to Ray J a second ago. But
oh.
would you say is a 45 degree angle?
No,
or?
Not that much. But it's an angle enough that you can feel the outside of it is far higher than the inside of it.
Is it?
I just only know toilet seats
least?
To be flat. I don't get it.
I think mine is rounded, like nice and.
Yeah, I think mine's
like,
sort of
I like
even.
It,
and...
Like, you know, it's nice little.
I wonder if it's something to do with, like, you know, it won't make your legs fall asleep if you're sitting on there too long or something.
Anyway, I didn't know that there was a different, like, you know, you don't
I
know what
either.
You don't know. And I
right.
go in there. Mm-hmm. I got the seat. It looks like it's long enough. It's wide enough. It's,
well, nothing's okay. ever simple then.
Oh, you should changed be... the seat. That's what happened. Okay.
Yeah, I went and bought a new seat at Home Depot. I took the
You know
the
what
old
you should do,
off.
Vin? You love oh, these bidets.
You know what you should do?
You should get a bidet.
You should get a bidet.
You're
seat.
Already changing well, the seat. You might as well get the bidet.
You know what? I looked at that, and unfortunately, now is not the time for a $1,000 seat.
The last I checked at Costco was like it was on sale for like 200 some bucks.
Yeah, but you still got to run power to it. Most people don't have an outlet right there, and
that's
you know,
true.
And, it's gonna
and you got to hook up
a
little water thing.
One. I don't need a broken.
Finn's not. Finn can't
it's
do
not
that.
Janky.
Someone would have
it's
to install that for him.
Yeah, I just needed to screw in a new seat. Now I've got this thing that's poking me on the outside and sliding me into the toilet on the inside. It doesn't
it's like
matter.
A toilet slide.
That's I don't. I don't know why they.
You
got
to hang onto the sides just to make sure you don't fall in.
I really don't know how many butts would even be able to, it would hurt. Anyway.
Did anyone
it.
Use it besides you?
No, like, I just
no
did
one
this,
commented on it.
The last couple days, I've been doing some things, sort of to get my space straightened out, and that was one of them. We needed a new seat
here at the
condo.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Anyway, forget all that. Yesterday,
if you get a bidet
I left
at the
here,
condo. You're never going to leave.
I finally used it. You know, yesterday, and then I went, man, I don't like this thing. So I don't know. I'm going to have to figure out.
No, go get a new one. $40. You know.
You can't return a toilet seat.
Sure you can.
Crapped in one time. I mean, is there a line for that?
You wash it off. You pack it back into the packing.
Oh, my God.
And you bring it back.
What do I say when they say, have you crapped on this?
You say no.
They're not going to ask you that.
You say no, really?
Not to my satisfaction. That's all.
Yeah, I found this uncomfortable.
It seems like you can't.
You can bring it back.
It seems wrong.
100%. Just don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. Just don't mention it on your radio.
Just don't mention the poop.
Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
Well, anyway, I can take the hit if I have to. It's fine. It's not that big of a loss. But
still, $40.
Anyway, I left here yesterday, and it was beautiful. I don't know what the day was like where you were at.
No, gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
I went surfing with my friends. The water was green. The sky was blue. It was just dreamy, like no wind. Mm. It wasn't perfect surf or anything, but it was just a perfect day. So just had so much fun. Then I went and got my daughters and took them to the dump.
Oh, my God. You were so looking forward to that.
I can't wait to hear about this.
No, it was cool, actually. So we got there, and at first thing they see is goats, and they're you know, super happy.
Oh,
and then
you guys have livestock at your dump too?
Oh, we don't have goats.
I don't know about this. Where did this come from? We go and feed the pigs. See the peacocks.
There's goats. There were horses. Usually,
that's why it's fun.
This is the best dump I've ever heard of.
Yeah,
tell me everything.
I don't have any animals at my dump.
You keep cutting me off.
We're so excited.
go. Horses.
Okay, so there's horses, there was a gray horse too, by the way, which I'm always fascinated by the grays. I haven't been to the track in 30 years, but when we used to go to the track, I'd always be like, a gray one, I'll take it.
Yeah, like
$3 to show.
Woo.
You ever bet at the track?
Sure.
No?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
Anyway, so we saw the animals, and then I showed the kids who they have no attention span. So I'm trying to teach them, like, look, this is where all, you know, in Michael Franti's book, Where in the World is Away? This is Away. And there's no Away. This is where all the crap we put at the curb goes when it leaves our house. And I'm trying to, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, that goat was so cute. Mm.
Do they hate the smell?
You know what? Where we were wasn't bad. So there's a place where we go and we dumped some stuff off. Yeah. Not the Alice sign, though. That is on the roof for planes flying by to look at.
Nice.
But there were other things that needed to go. Mm-hmm. So I dumped the stuff. And then I don't know what this thing's called specifically. It's not construction. It's deconstruction. It's a giant claw. It looks like the claw in Toy Story.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Picks it up and just moves this dump around.
You feeling me?
I'm feeling you, yeah.
So as we're sitting, I dump my stuff off and we're done. And I see this thing and the guy gets in it and he starts moving it. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys, watch this. And the guy gets this claw going and he's actually about to destroy an RV.
An RV?
Yep. So we wait, and this guy takes the claw. Now he knows he's got an audience. Me and the three girls are like, oh, I hope he breaks something.
Oh,
and
Christina
sure enough does. He just smashes right into the roof of the thing and grabs a handful, pulls the thing apart, throws it down, and we're like, yeah!
Wow! Yes! So you're just taking the RV apart at the dump.
You know what?
And I think that would go to a junkyard.
I have never seen them do that. I don't know if that was a city thing. Like I don't know if they confiscated that thing and it needed to be destroyed for, I don't know. I've seen, what is that television show about the meth?
Oh, right.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So they do the meth in a RV. So I don't know if the thing was just toxic and couldn't. I don't know what the deal was, but we watched that thing get destroyed, and it was awesome.
Wow.
That's fun.
And I didn't expect the girls to be so fascinated by it, but they were. They
loved it.
Well,
it's like watching a dollhouse get taken apart. Like, I assume they took off a wall, and then you can see all the junk inside.
No, they were breaking right through the ceiling of the thing.
Oh, just smashing.
Just smashing right in. It was a huge thing. So anyway, we did that, and it was fun. And then, you know, by dinner time, when Mom said, "So how was your day, girls? What'd you do?" Nobody mentioned the dump. I'm like, "Hey, we were at the dump today." And they, "Oh, yeah, right. We saw goats." I'm like, "And that thing? Dang. Those kids got memories like you can't believe. They're useless."
Well, they're into the goats. So next time you got to bring some, like, kibble for the goats. What do goats eat? They eat everything, right? Is that why they have them at junkyards?
Yes.
Because
of,
like,
exactly
they can give them some garbage. Here's some cans.
Bring them a used sock.
Right. Anything.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, man. I used to love going to the dump with my dad, but we did not have animals at my dump. And I don't know. I thought that the San Rafael dump was like, I don't know. There was just like a weird farm near there. They got like chickens and turkeys and peacocks and pigs. And
I think that's pretty standard. They're usually far enough out of town that there's farmland and space for that. And yeah, I think it's
pretty
normal.
So where do those animals come from? Like, who is caring for them? Like, I don't ever see people there. You got like a full operational farm there?
I don't know them. Well, I mean,
you should ask.
I said hi. I was nice. I was polite, but I didn't, you know, there were no high fives. Mm, there wasn't a lot of talking, you know. The girls, one of the things I had to do was stop and put both their masks on, make sure they're all squared.
Sure,
actually, the older one can do it, but I had to check her. And now I'm all right.
Yeah.
Now we can go in.
She doesn't wear like a bonnet or blindfold.
When is this going to be over?
Well, I did taxes for 3 days, for 3 hours yesterday. It felt like 3 days, but it was only 3 hours yesterday. So that was fun. And then...
why are you having the life? I don't get it.
Yeah, the taxes are great. And then Dick and Chumley got together, and we looked at the steel that we're doing for our new gate. You know, we're basically building a compound. I know, I'm so excited. So we brought over these big 20-foot lengths of steel. And
does he fabricate it too, or is
he does. He cuts it and welds it, and sinks it. And
Dick does.
Dick does that.
Dick does that.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
He's going to do it on site, though. So he's going to...
Does Dick have a metal mask with a little... like a little...
Oh, you have
spot.
To.
Oh,
you
yes.
absolutely have
yeah,
to have
you can't
that.
Look at mm-hmm. that.
Do you have one, Bryn?
Yeah, I do.
Can you wear it for the next break?
Oh, yeah. Could you go get your welding mask?
No, I
Why?
Don't. No, I don't have
it. You don't have one. You were just caught in a lie. Now you and Nicole are both liars. Great.
Yeah, you two liars on that side of the screen.
When I said I have one, my dad has a few. And so I typically don't hold... I mean, I'll have a bunch of his tools here, but... I think the mask is not one of them.
You have access to one, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you get that for tomorrow? Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, it's hard enough, you know, just to do the show in general. I'm not sure if I can do it with a mask on.
And then we pulled out our fridge and tried to fix the ice maker.
Oh.
So we had a big day over here.
And then what happened?
And then we went for a walk.
Ice maker get fixed or not? Don't leave me hanging.
Well, I haven't checked it yet today, but I didn't see any new ice. But it was then the whole fridge was having a hard time getting cold. I'm like, what is happening? God damn it. You know, you pay through the nose for these high-end appliances, and they're just nothing but trouble. Give me a Ford fridge, you know? That's what I need.
Put an order in now. You know how long it takes to get a fridge nowadays.
Dude, I can't be buying a new fridge. I haven't had this one that long. Like, work already. I've had like 20 things go wrong with this fridge since I've had it.
That's WTF.
Weird. WTF. It sucks. It's a lemon fridge.
That's dumb.
It is.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know. And it's, you know, it's a Sub-Zero. Like, aren't those supposed to be good?
Yeah, we just spent thousands on one.
Yeah. They're thousands of dollars.
Right.
They're like, it's like the centerpiece of your kitchen.
The thing that, that's the thing that's supposed to never be heard from again.
Ever, ever again. You install it, it costs $7,000, you put it in, and that's it.
Right.
It's because It's so expensive, it has to work forever.
Right.
Should, yeah.
God, God. So stupid. And then it's not like a regular fridge where it's on, like, rollers, I guess, and you can get to the back of it and figure out what's happening with your friggin' ice maker. This thing is like, you got to get, like, this special thing to lift it and bring it out, and it's in the cabinet, so you can't lift it too far, or you'll never get in. And then we're having to take panels off the door. I'm like, what is happening? I walked away.
Is it lifted with, like, one of those air compressors?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, okay. First you have to slide it out a little on cardboard.
Oh, my God.
And then and it's funny, because we've had to pull it out a bunch of times, and we get these black floors.
A bunch of times.
Well, I told you, like 20 times we've had to fix this thing since we got it in 2013. And so we pulled it out. And now in front of the thing, because we've had to pull it out all these times, all these compression dents. Like, I'm like, wait, new compression dents in the.
Well, you need new floors, floor. Obviously. Let's be honest.
You never liked them in the first place.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
who goes black?
I love the floors.
Loved them.
No, I love them. They're really pretty when they're clean. But that's the thing. Like, everything, forget it. Who cares? First world problems. Stupid ice maker. It's like, really? Just make the goddamn ice. That's all I'm asking. Boy, I'm really
Go old school and get one of those.
Things. There's nothing like getting those plastic trays.
I'm not doing that.
Filling them with
water.
That
is not happening.
Walking across the kitchen to the freezer.
You should get the one with the cool designs, too. I got
The round ones.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't even have racks.
Get Mickey Mouse ice cubes, please.
I don't have racks to put those on. I have two drawers for the fridge, and they're both just drawers. Like, there's no rack. You can't, like, I'd have to move everything out of there to put racks on the bottom.
You know what you should do?
Yeah, here we
go.
Tell yourself what you should do here. I don't want to hear why you can't make Mickey Mouse ice cubes. Figure it out.
I'm not doing that. I'm going to fix the damn thing.
Nice.
Or I'm going to get in the line for a new one.
Or you're
going
to get John to fix it.
Yeah, well, John and Dick and John. I mean, yeah. Dick and Chumley were at it. And it took forever. Like, I'm only interested in the thing that I'm watching for so long, you know. I'm watching them pull it out. I'm horrified by the floors. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. I'm peeking around the corner. I'm looking.
You must be a delight.
I leave. I know I'm not a delight. I'm the opposite of a delight. I'm like that person who's, like, making you.
Oh, no, the floors. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I didn't say it.
You're not going to do it like that, you guys, are you?
What are you doing? Why are you doing it that way? Believe me, Dick has had it up to here with me. That guy, even yesterday, as I'm kind of joking around with him about the stupid gate we're building, he's just looking at me, and I can tell he hates me. I'm like, I love you.
By the way, you can't see through those glasses on the face shield. You can't see through that.
Oh, through the welding helmet? Uh-huh.
Yeah, all you can see is the bright dot, the bright little sun that you created.
Yeah, you cannot see. It's not like sunglasses. It's super dark.
Yeah.
And we're super late.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Oh. Look at that. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.